Sermon 27. Let's believe in and follow the Lord of Resurrection. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 58. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. After that he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep. After that he was seen by James, then by all the apostles. Then last of all he was seen by me also, as by one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. Now if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty, and your faith is also empty. Yes, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he did not raise up, if in fact the dead do not rise. For if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable. But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive, but each one in his own order. Christ the firstfruits, afterward those who are Christ's at his coming. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death, for he has put all things under his feet. But when he says all things are put under him, it is evident that he who put all things under him is accepted. Now when all things are made subject to him, then the Son himself will also be subject to him who put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Otherwise, what will they do who are baptized for the dead, if the dead do not rise at all? Why then are they baptized for the dead? And why do we stand in jeopardy every hour? I affirm, by the boasting in you which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. If, in the manner of men, I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantage is it to me? If the dead do not rise, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. Awake to righteousness and do not sin, for some do not have the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. But someone will say, how are the dead raised up, and with what body do they come? Foolish one, what you sow is not made alive unless it dies. And what you sow, you do not sow that body that shall be, but mere grain, perhaps wheat or some other grain. but God gives it a body as he pleases, and to each seed its own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of animals, another of fish, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterward, the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Resurrection Sunday on a spring day. Have you been at peace? It has been a long time since I saw you. The weather is becoming spring weather. As spring comes, it is good that the body does not stiffen, and it is good that all things spring into action. Anyway, nature becomes beautiful and renews our hearts. Today is Resurrection Sunday. So we all read together 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the resurrection chapter. It is the word about the resurrection that the Apostle Paul believed, and it is the word God speaks to us. Today, while testifying to the entire chapter 15 in a Bible study style, let us ruminate on the resurrection of Jesus together. The gospel and faith preached by the Apostle Paul, verses 1 through 11. Verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, and in which you stand. This is the word the Apostle Paul spoke to the Corinthian church. The Corinthian church is a church standing on the gospel of the water and the Spirit preached by the Apostle Paul. Verse 2. By which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. To those who believed the gospel of the water and the Spirit, the Lord gives salvation and gives eternal life and blessing. In verses 3 through 8, the Apostle Paul's faith was a faith that faithfully believed God's word. It is the faith that believes that the Almighty God made and created this world through Jesus Christ, and when the ancestor of mankind sinned, came to leave God, and was to be destroyed. He himself put on human flesh, and was born on this earth. Also, it is the faith that believes that to take charge of the sins of mankind once and for all, he received baptism to take charge of the sins, carried the sins of the world, was crucified and died, resurrected in 3 days, and is sitting at the right hand of the throne of God. This is the faith that believes according to the Scriptures and according to God's Word. Verse 9. I am the least of the apostles. The apostle Paul was believing in Judaism. He was one who had persecuted the church of God. Therefore, he said he was an insufficient one to be called one sent by God. However, after coming to know about Jesus, the apostle Paul turned around, fully believed, fully testified to this gospel, and became a servant of God. Verse 10. But by the grace of God I am what I am. He said that the Apostle Paul becoming a precious servant of God was all God's grace, because God gave him the grace of salvation, gave him the office to do God's work, and gave him the opportunity to do much labor and sacrifice for the gospel. If there is no resurrection, faith is also in vain. Verses 12 through 19. Verses 12 through 13. Now if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. Inside the Corinthian church, there were those who did not have the faith that Jesus Christ rose again from the dead. This saying, if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen, means that it simply ended with Jesus coming to this earth. Receiving baptism from John the Baptist to take charge of the sins of mankind once and for all, carrying the sins of the world, being crucified, shedding blood and dying, and being confined in the tomb. The Lord resurrecting was to give resurrection to you and me as well. Verse 14. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty, and your faith is also empty. Resurrection is extremely important. The faith that believes in Jesus Christ is believing in Jesus Christ in order to be liberated from all sins, curses, weaknesses, death, all pains, and the bondage of Satan the devil, to live again and to live gloriously. The Lord said like this, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the God of resurrection. What is different between the religions of the world and Christianity? For the religions of the world, if you eat, live, and die, that is the end of it. But Christianity is not like that. God created humans as beings who can live forever. However, as Satan the devil intervened in the middle, causing them to oppose God and not believe, the ancestor of mankind came to distance themselves from God, and because of that, sin came upon them, and all this pain came to visit. But our Lord came to this earth and saved us. If there is no resurrection for us, it is nothing. If there is no resurrection for those who believe in Jesus, there is no need to preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit to those who do not believe in Jesus. Therefore, the person who believes in Jesus preaches that Jesus Christ, who came to this earth, received baptism from John the Baptist, was crucified, died, resurrected from death, and saved us completely. That was to make that person's soul live again by the gospel when it was dead, and to let that person's flesh gain new life again from death through God. Verse 19. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable. If we Christians say that life in this world is everything, we are truly pitiable ones. It means that just when we barely grow up, come to know a little, become mature, and feel like life is somewhat livable, illness visits and we die through birth, aging, sickness, and death. If we feel like we know something about life, but that is the end, we are pitiable ones. For the saints, there is resurrection, rapture, and the millennial kingdom. Verses 20 through 28. Verse 20. But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Jesus came to this earth, received baptism, and died on the cross, thereby completely eliminating the sins of the world. For you and me who believe that, Jesus resurrected from death and became the first fruits of those who are sleeping. Those who are sleeping refers to people who died while believing in Jesus. Because the Lord came to life first, the Almighty Lord God will also bring those who believe in Jesus back to life again when the time comes. Verses 22 through 24. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive, but each one in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward those who are Christ's at his coming. Then comes the end. Paul speaks of three things here. The first fruit of resurrection is Jesus Christ. Second, when the Lord comes to this earth again, that is, when he comes to take the righteous to the millennial kingdom, the resurrection is accomplished. This is participating in the first resurrection. What is it that God has planned for us? A person is born on this earth, believes in Jesus Christ, receives the removal of all sins, blotting out of all sins, and becomes a saint. If that saint lives and departs from the world before the Lord comes, it is called sleeping. The Lord will come on the last day and make him live again. The purpose of making him live is to let him live acting as a king in the millennial kingdom, and furthermore, to let him enjoy a life of eternal life as God's child in the new heaven and the new earth. For the saints, there is resurrection, there is rapture, and there is a kingdom where they act as kings for 1,000 years. This is what God has permitted only to the saints. A life of acting as a king in the new heaven and the new earth, and living eternally together with God. Because there is that. The saint is never a pitiable one. The reason a life of dying every day is possible, verses 29 through 34. Verse 31. I affirm, by the boasting in you which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. What the Apostle Paul is saying is keeping the resurrection in mind right now. He speaks of a life of laying down the pleasures of this present world while looking forward to his body coming to life again, the rapture, the millennial kingdom, and the new heaven and the new earth. Verse 32. If the dead do not rise, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. If the resurrection, the rapture, the millennial kingdom, and the new heaven and the new earth were not waiting for the Apostle Paul, he would not have labored this much to preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Because he believed that all these things are given to the saints, by faith he exercised self-control over everything in this world and preached the gospel to people. It is the same for you and me. There is so much of God's work, and there is so much work to do all over the world. Because there are still many people who have not received the removal of sins, we are serving the gospel even to the point of laying down everything in this world. What kind of body is the resurrection body? Verses 35 through 46. Verses 35 through 38. But someone will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Foolish one, what you sow is not made alive unless it dies. And what you sow, you do not sow that body that shall be, but mere grain, perhaps wheat or some other grain. But God gives it a body as he pleases, and to each seed its own body. Every seed has a form. If you sow wheat, wheat comes up, and if you sow barley, barley comes up. In this way, if a righteous person lives on this earth, believes in Jesus' baptism and the blood of the cross, accepts that precious gospel in his heart, and lives until his flesh dies, when God comes to this earth and makes us live again, he will come to life with a spiritual body that can live together with God. Then what happens to the flesh of a sinner? He transforms them into an immortal body that can endure the punishment of hell. It means he makes them live with such a body that enters hell, endures all that agony, and absolutely never dies. Verses 49 through 50, "And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Right now, this flesh is not a spiritual body. It means this flesh dies, and after that, God makes us live again with a spiritual body." The Last Trumpet and Transformation, verses 51 through 57. Verses 51 through 52. "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet." Here it speaks of the trumpet sound. To be changed means that the flesh of a born-again person changes into such a body that can live together with God. "For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality." 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 53. It means God will make our physical body live again as a body that now never dies again and never gets sick. Just as we believed the gospel, we must believe this word. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 55 through 56. The wages of sin is death. However, our Lord came to this earth, received baptism for us, and by taking the punishment for sin on the cross, he died for us and resurrected from death to become our eternal Savior. We believe in that Lord. Do not be shaken and strive in the work of the Lord. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 57 through 58. Today is Resurrection Sunday. God has said that he will make you and me, who are born again by believing in the gospel of the water and the Spirit, live again. We must remember this, believe it, and live on. The Lord not only has such a plan, but he actually fulfills it exactly as it is. He is letting us participate in the first resurrection. It is a truly amazing grace. I sincerely thank the grace of God who gives us new life.